Focus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're back.
Yeah, we're back. Episode 227. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And yeah, this is an unfocused podcast.
Which Pokemon are we this week?
This week we are the Skarmory episode.
Skarmory. I feel like we haven't done this yet.
No, I guess not. He's 227. All right. I can't imagine. Skarmory, I'll tell you what kind of Pokemon he is in a minute. But don't forget, we are live on twitch.tv/collision28.
That's right. Collision28 production.
Mm-hmm. YouTube.com/unfocusedpodcast as well.
Yeah, that's right. Catch those shows afterwards when they're not live. But live version here on twitch.tv.
All right. And Skarmory is the armored bird Pokemon. Surprise, motherfucker.
I guess. All
right. If you weren't surprised, if you didn't see it coming.
Well, my bad.
Armor bird Pokemon.
Bird.
And his Japanese name is Aramid.
Okay.
Yeah, I never knew that. All right, AJ.
Wait. This is... Okay, that's gold and silver, yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like after a couple of generations, they stopped...
naming them differently?
Yeah, and different regions.
It might have been after gold and silver, actually.
Maybe.
I feel like they stopped doing it there.
But yeah, because we had Pachirisu in what? Pearl? Diamond and Pearl, fourth
gen. Was that Diamond? That's the last game I played. Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah, Electnuts. Anyways, so we're back with another episode here. We just came back from an event called EVO.
It's the Evolution Video Game Fighting Tournament. So anyone who loves fighting games, that should be a...
Fighting Game Championships.
Okay. You know what I was thinking, man? The whole time we were at EVO, not the whole time, but towards the end, I was like, you know what's bullshit?
Oh, shit.
The fact that there's not a puzzle game fighting tournament.
I know, right?
There should be an EVO for puzzle games.
Well, they do have the Tetris Master League.
I know, but that's not the same. You know what I mean? There should be EVO where they got Luminous, Tetris Attack, Pokemon Puzzle League. You know, okay,
Puzzle Bobble.
That's the same thing. But yeah, Bubble Bobble, you know, Bust a Move.
Did you say Puzzle Fighter?
Mm-hmm, yeah, okay. Oh, no, I didn't say that, but that would be great. Puzzle Fighter, you know, Dig Dug, whatever. Like all there should be a tournament for these,
or at least a known one. Because if we know of any, we don't know. But I mean, if there's any that exists, we don't know about it.
Yeah, do we? You know, what we should do. It would be a fun project. We should talk to all the big puzzle gamers and interview them and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, do some research
if we can
and shit.
Find them, yeah.
You know what? I might take this as a personal tea project.
Yeah. A tea time. Tea time project.
Hunting the puzzles. All right. Anyway,
finding the puzzle pieces.
Okay. Oh, that's good. I like that, AJ. It'd be a segment. All right, anyway. So let's jump into our focus week. Obviously, we were both at EVO, so we're not going to say too much about that except for the stuff we saw. But yeah, what did you think about EVO? Did you have fun? Did you learn some shit? Did you see anything cool?
I guess we can talk about EVO now. I don't know. Anything else besides EVO? And then we'll just kind of end our focus week with just talking about the experience
I'll
of EVO.
Then. I'll start then. Okay. New Avengers. I fucking finished this. It was really good, written story-wise. Agamotto comes back looking for his shit.
Oh, fuck Agamotto. Oh.
In the Eye of Agamotto.
Okay, yeah.
The actual full Agamotto comes looking for it, you know? The New Avengers gotta protect it because we need that shit to protect the Earth.
Shit.
It was really dope. It was a really good story. I still don't like the lineup, but the story was written well. Only thing that made me mad is they went through all the trouble of making Brother Voodoo the Sorcerer Supreme, and like I'm supposed to, like, they got me invested in him and shit, and they fucking murdered him at the end. And I'm like, okay, so why'd you even make me feel like Doctor Strange isn't Sorcerer Supreme anymore?
That's why.
Yeah, it didn't feel like a good build up though. It felt like, I felt like it was pointless a little bit. But the story was good. It was nicely written. I just didn't love it. Other than that, I have been watching The Boys on Amazon Prime. It's a superhero TV show that's going on. It's very more realistic. I'd say it's almost like if superheroes existed in modern day America, like corporations own them and they pay them to make certain appearances, to save certain people, save certain things. Yeah. Right. It's really good. Very dark, but very good. I've been watching that. Other than that, I've been reading Mr. Miracle. That's really cool.
Okay.
DC comic. I think that's about it. That's the main things for my focus week besides EVO.
Okay.
Got a lot of cool shit there, but we'll talk about that in a bit.
Yeah.
Right, AJ?
For me, I played R-Type. I felt like I talked about that last time. I think I did. Okay, I guess I didn't really do it too much then. Oh, been watching Rocky.
Oh yeah, you're on three, right? You saw.
We're on four. We're about to start five later tonight.
Wait, yesterday wasn't three you watched?
We did three and four last night.
My bad. You guys watched three and four?
Yeah, we're on a binge.
You watched the Apollo duo?
Yeah.
He's in three and four, right?
He's in one and two. And
Apollo's in all of them?
Yeah, that's the first fight. And the second one, isn't that the rematch?
Yeah. I didn't know he was in Rocky 1. I remember he was in Rocky 2 and 3.
Three, he comes through to train him.
Yeah. And then 4, he... Oh. He bites it. You're right. You know, I was combining movies in my head. That's so long ago. I saw Rocky when I was a kid. Like, all four Rocky movies.
I've never seen them.
Damn. Do you like it?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Is it entertaining?
Yeah. I mean, not 100% because, you know, in the middle, you know... I see the pattern now, you know.
Exactly. They're always, he got to build himself back up again. Yeah. Like, every time. Yeah.
And he's in his, like, bitch fit mood. He's like, whatever. And he's like, what's wrong with you? Like, I don't know what I'm fighting for, you know, type of thing going on. And then something happens. He's like, let's fucking do this now. And then you got the whole training montage and shit like
that.
You
gotta have the training montage. What's the point if you don't have the training montage?
True.
So you can start Rocky V tonight.
Yeah.
Rocky V is the first time they changed the narrative a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say anything, but I think you'll enjoy it. Is they finally shake it up in Rocky V. But...
Right. The whole reason that we're doing this, though, because I want to watch Creed.
I knew it. I knew that was why you were doing this. As soon as I saw you guys watching it yesterday, I'm like, he's trying to watch Creed. I know how this fool rules.
Like, I was going to start watching it, and Carl's like, oh, yeah, isn't it connected to Rocky? I was like, no way.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know shit. Now I see how much fucking Apollo Creed's involved.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, this makes a lot more sense now. And I never knew that shit. Yeah, because I saw fucking Sylvester Stallone in Creed. I was like, oh, that's cool. It's like, yeah, it's connected. I was like, fuck.
Dude, you know what's funny? I like Apollo Creed because he's the first character I've ever seen that looks like a joke character, and then he's fucking good. And he's strong. You know,
yeah.
You know, you see that in anime all the time and shit. Like, oh, he looks like a joke, and he's fucking dope as shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's the first time I ever saw it in, like, American storytelling. I'm like... You don't even take him seriously because of the big hat. He's jumping around, dancing and shit.
Yeah,
you're like,
exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
And he fucking starts boxing. And you're like, oh, shit, this fool's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, he's the first Jigglypuff, you know? He's the first Jigglypuff, you know?
But yeah, so I've been watching that.
Okay.
Has any movies dropped? We talked about Lion King. That's like the last thing I saw.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Did you see it yet?
No, I haven't seen that. I want to see that. I want to see, what is it called? Good Kids? Or Good Boys?
Good Boys. Oh, I feel like you, me, and Ho should see that together.
Right?
It's made by the guy who made Superbad.
Yeah. So I kind of want to check that out.
Dude, we should hit him up. We should go watch it. That'd be really funny. Just three of us just like...
Yeah, just randomly like, hey, let's go see this shit.
Yeah, man.
But I think that's pretty much all I've been doing other than the main event.
Yeah, so let's give a quick Evo and Focus Week. Real quick.
Also being like most of our Evo like talk would be like most of the episode, but we'll see.
Because we got news to talk about for Evo, so we got it.
True.
So let's have our Evo talk right now.
But
did you get from it? I mean, for me, I entered only Soul Calibur. It was a bitch having to do the whole fucking tournament one day. I mean, it was cool, but like I just felt like everything I was doing was expedited. That was.
I mean, it would have happened like that either way. Because like I mean, sometimes they start like you know certain tournaments on one day, and then the next day it carries on. So, I mean, it would have happened like that either way.
I just like it better when you fight half your matches on Friday, you fight your other half on Saturday, the finals are on Sunday. Like, I liked it better that way. But,
yeah.
You know, I get it. I get why they had to do it this way.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I don't even like that, too, though. I'm pretty sure Smash played a fucking all weekend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's fucking...
And that was all because it was 3,000 people in that game, where Seoul only had, like, 980 or some shit like that.
I get it. I'm just saying, like... I feel like they could have spaced it a little more than they did. Like,
but the fact that they did all those tournaments in one day, I think is pretty amazing. From 10 a.m. all the way down to 8 p.m., you had your top eight.
It is amazing.
I think that was pretty good.
Yeah, it is amazing, and it is cool. It shows you like how much can be done with tournaments, how efficiently you can do tournaments. And I did appreciate that. It was very efficient, and everything was done real quick.
Right.
I just don't like the rush, and then some people don't get rushed, and then some people gotta wait, and then, like, I don't know, I feel like it throws off your game a little bit, you know, like...
Yeah, maybe. But then again, you came up late, so I think your pool was rushed just because, you know, it was the morning a.m.,
and
people were trying to get in still, trying to get their badges, that stupid line to get in to
the
bag
God.
Check shit.
Dude, so let's just real quickly talk about that. Evo was so organized last year. compared to this one, like, as far as the startup. Don't get me wrong, this EVO was organized considering they had so many fucking people.
Yeah, it was good.
But, like, for the startup, yeah, the intro, like, for Friday morning, like...
No, even the following day, like, it's just
Saturday
that...
Saturday was like that, too?
It's just that security line that slowed down everything. That was the true bottleneck of the whole thing, man.
Well, I mean, last year, I felt like they did a great job about it. Like, last year...
There was no bag checks last year. Or at least it was like, no, open your bag, oh, you're good, and walk through. But this time they had to go through metal detectors and shit like that. Yeah. They haven't done that any time in the past.
They didn't have metal detectors last time?
No. If they did, it was just a quick wand up and down real quick.
Yeah,
like,
you're right. It was wands.
If anything, that's all it was. But this time they had you like drop everything out of your pockets, you know, walk through, maybe another scan.
Yeah,
to put, check
if you
the
have
bags.
A bag, they had to check your bag.
Yeah. And then they split into like, I think, like 5 or 6 sections that had that going on, so that slowed it down.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not even worried about it being slowed down. I could have dealt with that.
Because I remember Saturday, I walked in there, and I was ready for it. You know, I took everything out of my pockets. Everything's already good to go. I was ready to just flash things and just walk through. But I was in a line still. I was like, and even the line wasn't even that big as it was Friday morning. It was a lot smaller, and it still took me like 10 minutes to go through it. So that's what it was, really. Well, other than that.
No, bro. My problem with it was the organization. The fact the officials didn't know where you were supposed to go. That drove me nuts, dude. Like, because last year, there was a big-ass line, you know? And I was like, I was confused. And all I did was ask one official, yo, where do I go if I don't have my badge? Or maybe I asked, where do I go if I already have my badge?
Yeah.
They were real quick. Yeah, right here. This line over here. So easy last year. I'm going to not say every year, but most years of EVO I've been, it's very easy, very clear. They tell you, yeah, you go right here. You go right here. Over here, the officials had no fucking clue, bro. Like, they had no idea.
Yeah, one guy's that like, line was weird.
One guy's like, oh, hey, just stand in this line. I'm like, well, none of these guys have, all these guys have badges. Like, you want me to stand in this line? And he was like, oh, well, wait, let me just talk to my guy real quick. I'm like, okay, like, you guys don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, I didn't know that badge line was outside. Because we walked past everything.
Yeah, and we walked right in.
We walked right in. It's like, okay, what's that other line that all those people with badges were in?
You know what it was? Miscommunication. They were standing there for no reason. They didn't know why they were standing there.
You know how it kind of looped around? Imagine it looped back into itself and then walking in circles.
Bro, I don't doubt it. Oh, my God. Don't say some shit like that. Don't doubt that's what happened, dude. I was so confused. There was one line I was in that did end up looping into itself, but it was the line... where the badges were. And so I was like, okay, that's not my line, so fuck it, I'm gonna go in this line over here.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was my only complaint about EVO this year. It was like nobody knew what was going on. No one I could find knew what was going on. But as far as the organization as to where everything was, I love that. It was real easy to find everything.
Like, yeah.
Seoul was here, Smash was here, Artist Gallery is all the way to the right.
Yeah.
It was dope. It was really cool.
Yeah, the layout inside was good. Yeah, just the entry was interesting.
It's the only part.
But yeah, I mean, aside from that, though, yeah, we played Soul Calibur. How are your matches?
I suffered an immediate loss. I don't want to talk about why I felt like it shouldn't have happened. I'm not gonna make excuses. But I suffered an immediate loss. Then I murdered 3 people straight. Like, only one of those 3 gave me problems. The other 2 were straight-up murders. Mm-hmm. Like, I just destroyed them. And the 4th guy was a fucking really good Voldo.
I think everyone in your pool is actually there.
Yeah, everyone showed up in my pool.
You didn't have any DQs, huh?
No, no DQs. No, I fought through everyone. I literally killed everyone I fought.
Yeah.
Until the last guy, the Voldo. He was really good. He's from the East Coast. He's kind of ranked. He's not like high ranked, but he was ranked. Like, his name is known.
Mm-hmm.
And he beat me. And he told me, he's like, as soon as he realized I didn't know what was going on with Voldo, he started whoring out the Voldo shit. He was like, you're really good, because I killed him the beginning.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're really good. Once I realized you didn't know how to block Voldo shit, he's like, it was over. He's like, there's no way you could have won. And I was like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So the matches were good for me. Basically, the only thing I felt like I lost was something I didn't understand. And I'm like, that means I just got to study more. So,
yeah,
my matches were good. AJ? Cool.
Yeah, I had a later pool in the afternoon. I had a lot of DQs in my pool. My first match was a DQ, and I knew that if I won that match, my next match would be against a dude named Blue God, the Oswell.
Who
ended up coming in second place in the whole tournament.
Damn.
Yeah. So that was actually my first match. I was
so
like,
you're saying
fuck.
It's your fault you didn't stop him.
Yeah, that's what I felt like the whole night. It's Everyone fine. Was cheering for him because he was like the last U.S. representative that made it through. And I was like, I don't want to cheer for this dude.
No, bro. I just don't.
And then he's SoCal. He's West Coast and shit, too.
He's West Coast and SoCal, too?
Yeah. And that was the other thing that people were cheering for with him, too. It's like, I don't want to cheer for him. He fucking,
He's representing the old school, like, Soul Calibur, basically.
Pretty much. And using the Oswell on top of that, man.
I hate Oswell, bro. Yeah. That's one thing I learned in this tournament. Like, I played some pro Oswells. Like, I learned how to fight him a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't like him, bro.
Nah.
Like, even learning how to counter his style, I'm like, why is he able to do so much crazy flagrant bullshit? Like,
yeah.
Creator's just fucked up on him.
And the craziest shit, too, it has that long range shit, too. Like, even if you, like, you're not close and you, like,
throw
back off.
Throw a fucking axe at you. Throwing,
yeah, an axe, a fucking spear. Yeah, it's like, oh, man, he has a lot of tools.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was my first match. Lost that one. My next match was I like the second dude I played. He's an old man.
I saw him.
He was talking to me. He said it was like his 65th birthday or some shit. He was there at the Sun.
Wait. His name was very iconic. What was it? Old Soul.
Yeah, his name was Old Soul, which I thought was pretty good. He didn't know how to set up the PlayStation, the controller at all, though. So his son had to come through, help him connect the controller.
Shut the fuck
like
up,
because
that's me. All right? Shut the fuck up.
No, but at least you like know what to do and what buttons to push once you're in the menus.
Kind of.
He didn't. He exited the whole game back to the title screen and shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But he was bad. He was pretty good. I mean, I beat him pretty good.
Yeah, he was okay.
He was using Keelik.
I watched him play. He was okay.
Yeah, like, I was beating him pretty good, and I kind of let my guard down a little bit, and he started beating me. I was like, oh, shit, this is getting too close now.
Yeah, he knew, it seemed like he knew tech traps and strings.
Yeah, he knew a couple
That's
of good tricks,
knew.
Yeah.
He didn't know spacing, he didn't know defense, so you stopped him out, but...
Yeah, I kept catching him with the same shit, too. He kept doing his unblockable, where he, like, jumps in the air and comes down, and I kept, like, getting behind him somehow, and I kept grabbing him out of it.
Yeah, he kept doing it.
And he kept doing it after the same move I would do, too, so... he wasn't learning from his own mistakes. Mm-hmm. But I beat him, and my second match was against another Keelik, who was better.
He was good.
The only thing that pissed me off, too, it was also on the exact same stage. Like, after our first match, I was like, I just realized I'm playing another Keelik on the exact same stage. I just played a Keelik on this stage. Like, what the fuck? Just kind of alluding to how the randomness in Soul Calibur is
be
not
like
that random.
It'd be like that sometimes.
And when it does, it is, because it was. But yeah, that Keelik, he was good. I mean, he was an amazing.
He's pretty good.
But he got me. Yeah, like I don't know Keelik that well.
He knew what he was doing. He was like kind of at your level, I'd say.
Yeah,
close.
And then so yeah, that was Soul Calibur for me. And then I played Tekken later that day. Of course, I went in cold. I haven't played in like forever. I had a few matches with Reason a couple weeks ago, but that was about it. And then my first match was against what the fuck, Harang.
Bob, huh?
Yeah. But you can't use Bob. It's the actual Bob.
The OG Bob.
OG Bob, yeah. That match, I knew if I was on point with myself, like, I think it would have been my game. Because I was catching him with so much shit. And I just didn't know how to finish, like, combos. I was, like, forgetting moves and shit. But if I was able to finish a lot of my shit, like, I think I would have had my first match for sure. I won my second one. And funny story about my second one, it was against this kid. He was probably, like, in his early 20s, maybe late teens. He was there with his family. Carla was watching because Carla was there with us. She was watching all the matches, and she saw the kid playing.
She
was like in the background just kind of cheering him on. His parents were there filming his matches and shit. And then I played him. And then she's like, oh, shit, I don't know who to go for. Afterwards, she told me all this. I was like, well, one of us had to go.
It's like Highlander, bro. There can only be one.
She's like, oh, why'd you beat him? I'm like, one of us had to go. Someone had to win that one.
Every soldier knows the battle when they step on the field, you know?
Who did he play? He played Kazuya. And then my last match was against Violet.
Oh, shit, you fought Violet?
No, I think it was Lee, actually. I was just a little unfamiliar with Lee. I haven't played your Lee in so long, but Lee has some new shit, too, so that was interesting.
Yeah, one day I'll pick Lee up. You know what my dream is? To pick up Bob.
Like the actual Bob?
The real Bob. Not Harang, the real Bob.
Do it.
Because I feel like his style is my style. I just can't get over his fucking appearance, like the build, like which, you know, it makes me feel shallow, you know? I just can't see that big fool flipping around and flying everywhere. It just trips me the fuck out.
That will throw people off, man.
I know.
That's the secret.
I know. Anyway, all right.
Well, the rest of the crew did pretty good too, though. Like everyone had at least one win.
Yeah, our whole crew, no one got stomped out. No one was destroyed. Everyone fought through.
I think
some
Steve
wins.
Made it the furthest. Steve, if we would have won his last match, he would have went into the next round.
Yeah, And Steve was also unlucky enough to face RTD, who made it top eight, right?
Yeah, that's the person that ended up killing. He didn't make top eight. No, he wasn't even close. But he's one of definitely a top player, though.
His semifinals then, right? Before top eight?
Probably before top eight, yeah.
I remember seeing him on a big screen. That's what I was thinking. But anyway, yes, that was basically our experience. Yeah. I will say that we got to play a lot of pros. We got to get a lot of information from pros, like the ties and shit. And this is why I encourage anyone who's into fighting games or wants to get into fighting games, go to tournaments, man. Go make friends. It was cool, like, going to that big-ass tournament and seeing Signy, and Signy's like, oh, what's up, man? You know, like, and he's like a fucking top player, but like, you know, I beat him once. He's like, oh, how's your talkie doing? You know, you have anything new? You know, like, so it's kind of cool that I just have that connection to other players. That's and cool, stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, I didn't like talk to anyone like that, but fucking like Nee, like one of the top Tekken players from Korea, you know, rock.
Oh, yeah. That's right, that was number one. Man, I was a dick to, what was his name? Woz? Because I didn't remember. Woz was playing, like, some Mitsurugi, and they played, like, fucking seven matches. I was like, and I just stood up, I was like, yo, are you guys going to keep playing, or, like, can we team out? Can we tag out? He's like, oh, okay, I just want to play a couple more, and I'm going to go out. And I was like, okay. And I was like, all right, man. And I sat back down. So I was like, you know he's the guy. This was, like, in the finals, right?
Yeah, Woz.
I was like, oh, shit. Like, fuck him. I don't know, I want to play. I was like, it's funny. Like, I thought he was, like, a weak-ass talkie. I was watching him play. And I started watching him more carefully. I was like, oh, shit. He's doing some really, like, weird, complicated shit like I've never really seen before. And then someone was like, oh, yeah, he's that Raphael that was playing in the finals. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, I was Raphael, like, that's that guy?
That's right.
And then was funny. You know, after I talked shit to him, I was looking like, yeah, so what do you think about Taki? And you know, he was telling me, he's like, Taki players should play Raphael. That's what he said. He's
whoa.
Like, I was like, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What's crazy too is like at that table that we're sitting at, and remember that Voldo player came through, played some rounds.
That's
with
the one that beat my ass. Yeah, the one.
And then there was that Oswald player on the other side, played him. When you left over to play that Oswald player for a bit, you know who came through?
Who?
Mick.
Who's? Oh, what?
Yeah, Mick came through.
Wow.
But he's like so like scatterbrained, like, and he came through like, yo, who's using this stick right here?
Oh, no, you know what? You know, I did fight him.
You did fight
him? I fought him twice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he beat me. He was using X.
Oh, I think he was. Yeah, he was. Oh, you did play him? That's cool.
Yeah, he gave me some advice. Like, we talked, too.
That's cool. Before I fought,
I did fight him, yeah.
Oh, shit, okay.
And because I caught him with some mean-ass talkie combo, and he was that's pretty dope. But he was telling me, he's like, you know, you caught me there, but honestly, like, I don't think you should do that move that often. He's like, it's cool to throw it in randomly. Like, he gave me some advice. He's like, it's cool to throw it in randomly because you'll catch me. Like, you randomly catch people, you know? Mm-hmm. He's like, but don't make it a standard move in your list. And I was like, thank you, man. Yeah.
But I thought it was hilarious that, like, he saw a stick. He's like, I'm going to take this stick. Whose stick is this? And then the one dude I was playing with, he was like, yo, just use my stick right here. He's like, how do I use this shit? How do I hook it up? He's like, just plug in the wire. How do I hook it up, though? How do I use it? How do I play? I'm like, he's like, you know how to use a stick, right? He's like, yeah, how do I use it? How do I hook it up? He's like, just plug in the wire and plug it into the system.
Bro, it's like the same way you've done every other time.
He's like, really? I think he's new to PS4 too, though, because like, he sounds like he's completely lost with how to get that set up.
You know what, bro? I feel him because... So I also got to make friends with Necromancer. He is a really good Zossalamel player. He's like one of the top ones.
Mm.
And I was playing him. He's teaching me shit, giving me advice. And like, as we were about to start playing... I kept fucking it up. Like, my button commands were fucked up, and then I had to restart it. And I was like, I put it in, I pushed the wrong button, the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, you're a PC player. I'm like, yeah. He's like, it's cool. He's like, I just tell you, you have no fucking idea. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't. But, you know. Yeah, so anyway, it was cool. We got to play a lot of players, learn some shit.
But, yeah, that was cool. And then aside from, like, just playing those matches and shit, we definitely had a lot of swag going on and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
The Artist Alley shit was awesome.
Well, before that, they had an EVO-sanctioned sales booth where they had, like, official Capcom shit to buy specifically from them.
Yeah.
And that's where I got this hat you're seeing here, if anyone's watching visually.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably hard to see because of the background.
Yeah, that's kind of hard.
But it says Fight for the Future, and anyone who really knows fighting games would know... That's from Street Fighter Third Strike.
Third Strike, that's so...
And I was so excited to find Third Strike apparel, bro. Anyone who knows Third Strike, it's the most obscure Street Fighter. It's hard to find anything from Third Strike. Everything's Street Fighter 2 or 4, usually.
Yeah.
And, but I also got this. And they were selling Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter Third Strike, and Street Fighter 4 sweaters like this.
Yeah, with that design, yeah.
Yeah, this design has basically like a mixture of all the characters with the main boss in the middle, mm-hmm. and then his shading in the background.
Yeah.
So what's Gil's in the back.
Yeah, Gil's, yeah.
And it has every character, you know, from Third Strike, Dudley, Chun-Li, Makoto, you know.
You didn't get that Makoto shirt I showed you?
No, bro, I really wanted it, but I was like, Leslie's like, you spend a lot of money on fucking shirts and sweaters and shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm just
stop. Be like, shut up.
I wanted it. I was like, no, she was right. I was like, fuck. And I ended up
getting... like, coasted over there. Mind your business.
Well, I ended up getting that Guilty Gear shirt, too, with the samurai chick with the eye patch on it. And that's when I made the decision. I was like, and the design was so dope, and it was a dope-ass blue shirt.
Yeah, I saw that shirt, yeah.
And I was like, that's when I made my choice. I'm like, it's Makoto or this Guilty Gear one? And I'm like... I'm going to get the Guilty Gear one.
Why the Guilty Gear? Like, we barely play Guilty Gear.
I don't play Guilty Gear, but it just looks so dope. And I was like, I have Makoto on the sweater. That made me happy. I was like, I'm cool with it.
Oh, yeah. We have these prints over here, too.
Oh, yeah. AJ got a few things. Yeah, we got some prints. AJ also got some nice little buttons and control sticks for his joystick.
Oh, yeah. So Arcade Shock was there. Also, this place called Arcade Paradise was there. I went to both. But the one thing I wanted to get that I saw that Arcade Shock was showing off were these limited edition buttons with the Evo logo on them, with the like Sakura plant, all that.
A Sakura tree, yeah.
Yeah, Sakura petals, cherry blossoms. There you go. But yeah, like I definitely wanted these, and like they said, like on their Instagram page, like yeah, these go out quick. Be there first thing in the morning. So when we got in Friday morning after watching a couple of the guys' matches, like I ran over there, like I'm getting these buttons right now.
It's a good move.
Yeah. So I got this. Also got a ball top too for the top of my joystick.
A cherry blossom style Evo.
Yeah. So I wanted to do those for sure. And then also, too, later that day, I went in because I really wanted some new buttons, and I wanted to try the Cherry MX buttons, which are just practically like keyboard buttons. And I really wanted to try those. So I went to Arcade Paradise, actually got them. And they're clear. These are really interesting, too. So inside is an actual MX Cherry Brown is what I got, which I decided on. Because they had greens, they had reds, they had whites, silvers. They all feel different and all that. So I made sure to touch them, feel them, you know, feel like the resistance, how much pressure you had to put on them. And I decided on browns. Also, the clickiness, the sound of the clickiness was a thing, too. And I decided on these brown ones. And they feel good. I like them. Am I in the wrong... I feel like I'm on this wrong page here. No, I'm good. So got those. I put them in. I wish I got them earlier, though, because my buttons that I have, that I had before, I had I didn't like them. But these switches are also interesting, too, because the inside is different, right, because it's a keyboard switch, but you need a specialized cap for them, too. So I had to buy those. And they didn't have any colors that matched the rim of my current button, so I had to go. I couldn't decide on a color right away, so I was like, just give me some clear ones. So I got those. I also found a washer that fits on this stupid Lynx thingy here. But yeah, that's kind of like... Oh yeah, and then we got these... what do you call these prints?
Oh yeah, these dope-ass prints that we're going to be putting in the background eventually.
Someday, yeah.
And that one...
Some frames.
This is the one that we both agreed was the shit. So one of us were going to buy this for sure. This has every... Super Smash character, including the most recent updates. Joker's even in there.
Yeah, so there's a complete, as it is right now, the complete Smash roster on here. You got some shit too, right?
Yeah.
This Kirby one.
Yeah, I got the Kirby one, Stay Salty. We really like that. I gotta figure out what their name, I forgot what their name of their company was. They also make these Spider-Man, they made the Spider-Man one, they made a cool Peach Stay Salty one too. But AJ's holding out for the shirt, I think, right?
I'm not even sure if I actually want the shirt that much.
You don't want it? Really? That shit looks so dope to me.
I actually like that bitches get stitches shit more than anything. If that's a shirt, I'd rather get that.
I don't think... No, that's not a shirt.
That should be a shirt, though.
It would be. So, by the way, there's something AJ was trying to get last year. We finally got it. The bitches got a stitches sticker and the Marth one that said just the tip.
This shit's kind of bent. I'm so mad. But I was carrying this around for so long that it just got bent in the process. It's just...
Where's the bend?
It's like right in there somewhere.
I can't see it.
No, you can't see it. I can see it. But I got a Josie print, like as if she's on Sports Illustrated. And I got a Julia print.
And that's that Go Women, the women.
Yeah, We Can Do It.
Yeah, We Can Do It one. But
it says reforestation. Protect our planet, it says on the bottom there. Actually, I haven't noticed that.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got a lot of cool swag here and there. I got some cool stickers. Like I said, we got that Marth just the tip and the peach bitches get stitches.
My favorite thing, though, is this freaking keychain, this Julia keychain.
Reversible.
Yeah, it has, like, different outfits on both sides. This is my favorite thing for sure. But, yeah, but Evo, awesome, good times. And I'm glad I got to actually spend a lot more time just on the grounds and, like, just play those free play matches against some of those people there. Yeah. Learn some shit.
The only thing I'm mad at myself about is I didn't play any Smash free play.
Yeah.
Because I was too into the artist gallery. I too badly wanted to get out of there. That's the other reason I didn't like the Soul Calibur thing being all day. I was so ready to get out of there because I could not get out of there for so long. You know, like, you had to stay there because, you know, your matches are coming. Like, you can't even go eat. You have to fucking stay right
Well,
there.
Like I said, if you would have, like, beaten that pool, you would have came back later on to play the other pool set. That's
true.
What it was.
That would have been cool, yeah. But yeah, either way, I don't know. I thought it could have been a... It kind of burned me out a little bit. Made me not want to be there as much because we were there for so long early. But I do wish I would have played some more Smash casuals and friendlies against some, like, good players, you know?
Yeah.
That would have been fun. But, yeah.
Again, I want to enter Smash next year.
Yeah, me too. I want to start training. I want to start playing. Especially, like, I've been playing some friends randomly that play often, and I'm fucking beating them. And I'm like, okay, well, if I'm... being you and I don't play that often, like, I need to maybe I should just play, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Like, maybe I should have just answered. Like, I haven't really played anyone recently, but I feel like I'm not bad. I feel like we could have gotten like a couple wins.
When we played Sam maybe a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
like, he plays all the time. And I was like,
yeah,
don't get me wrong, he beat me, but like, we're kind of close.
Yeah,
I
think we're pretty even with Sam, who plays often. He was going to enter Smash. He didn't make the deadline though. But he was going to play Smash, and if he's that confident in himself to go and enter, I think we would have been fine.
And last time we did enter Smash, we got out of our pools, remember?
Yeah, that was forever going Melee. That was Melee, though.
But
we made it out of our pools.
We made it out of our pools, yeah, and I'm like, exactly. Dude, we did okay. Anyway, all right, so let's go into some news. We'll talk about some Evo news, and then maybe take a little break. But hit us with that news segment. Okay.
Damn, this is the news.
All right, you guys, this is the main segment of the show, the news. This is where we talk to you about the things that we learned throughout the week and things that we think you should know. So let's just go ahead and start talking about Evo news.
Okay,
because
then
that's the most important thing, and then we'll take a break.
Yeah, a lot of stuff came out of Evo. I don't know, where should we even start?
Well, let's start with the things that we don't know anything about. BlazBlue Cross Tag Battle was announced. it's announced it'll come out November 21st, 2019.
Wait, Cross Tag Battle's already out.
Sorry, 2.0 expansion for Cross Tag Battle.
Oh, okay.
And so there's going to be expansion for Cross Tag Battle. More characters, more moves, and, you know, just a general update for the game.
Mm.
So there'll be more of that. So Guilty Gear Cross Tag Battle. If you're a fan, there's going to be more of that coming out.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball FighterZ. We already knew there was going to be a season pass, and we already knew that Jiren, Videl, Kid Goku, and Broly are now involved, right? But at Evo, they announced two other characters will be joining the battle. And they're more characters from Dragon Ball movies from back in the day. Janemba and Gogeta. The fusion of Goku and Vegeta. The other fusion of Goku and Vegeta. So those characters are now will be available for Dragon Ball FighterZ. Fighters, sorry.
Yeah, fighters,
soon.
Yeah.
All right. Other news. Guilty Gear? Right? Isn't there a new Guilty Gear coming?
They announced a Guilty Gear. I'm not sure if it's called 2020 or if it's just like a name in development right now. But coming next year, a new Guilty Gear game.
Yeah, you know, people love that shit.
Yeah.
Well, actually, people kind of thought that was going to be over with, and then this came out, right?
I guess, yeah, but...
I think the popular thought was that Guilty Gear was going to be, like, let go because of BlazBlue.
Yeah, I don't think... They didn't really show us any gameplay, but, like, the video that they had looked pretty dope, and I guess this is the new style they're going for.
It looks dope.
Which is almost like a 3D animated style or something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like a cel shade animation.
Yeah.
It looks dope. It kind of reminds me of, like, Street Fighter 4, I want to say, but more...
Yeah.
But more, like...
More anime-ish.
More anime-ish. Yeah. Like, it's an interesting way to go about it. I like it.
It looks pretty good, and I'll be down to get into it since it's fresh, and, like, I see it coming now, so, like, now I'm ready for it, you know? Mentally. Mm-hmm. I just hope Dizzy's in it.
Yeah, me too. I want the samurai chick with the pink hair and the eye patch.
Yeah, well, hopefully she comes through, too.
I just bought a shirt about her. I might as well learn. Oh, there's a black person in fucking Samurai Showdown now. What the fuck is that mask he's wearing?
Yeah, exactly. Don't know. I think he might be a new character or
something.
There's
some a fucking shit. Black dude in Samurai and Guilty Gear now. All right, anyway. Other news, King of Fighters 15.
Yeah, yeah, it's another one too. King of Fighters 15 was announced. I'm not even sure when they announced that one. I'm not even sure if we have a picture. No, there's no actual picture for it either. But yeah, we know it's coming. It's in development, pretty much is all we know, I think. Yeah, but yeah, King of Fighters 15, look out for that.
All right. Other things, Samurai Shodown announced three new characters. One AJ might be excited about, Rimururu. Also,
I'm not even sure who that is, so I can't even be excited, really.
She's also a ninja. She rolls from the same clan as Nakaruru, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
The umbrella-wielding Shizumaru Hisame. He's kind of like a Batajutsu user, too. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Basara. Basara is the Batajutsu user, and the other guy's an umbrella user.
Oh, cool.
So three new characters coming. Ninja, Batajutsu, and Umbrella.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Why is there five on there?
There's five. There's one for each month. August, September, October, November, and December. Okay. And that's all season one.
Apparently, I didn't catch everything. I missed out on Kazuki and Wanfu. But maybe there's not much information about them yet.
And then they announced season two already, too. And this is supposedly going to be one of the first characters for season two. Mina Majikina?
That's perfect. Yeah, you said that right. Majikina.
But it's a Mina, though.
Yeah.
Mina.
Yeah.
As in Sung Mina.
One of your girls.
I wonder if she's a staff user. That'd be cool. But yeah, I can't wait for freaking Samurai Shodown to come out on PC, man. Shit. Should we just buy a PS4?
Fuck it, dog.
And then you can play with...
It's funny that we're joking, but I'm kind of serious. I was considering buying PS4 after all this shit going on here.
And then you can play with Aaron, too.
I know, that's kind of what Soul. I want to be able to fight everyone in Seoul. That's really what I want.
The world.
But let's move on to another game for Evo. The other announcement made, Street Fighter V.
So, crazy thing about Street Fighter V, really quick. A lot of this was already leaked right before Evo. I think it was like the Wednesday before Evo.
Shit, we've been hearing about Poison for a year, you and I. We talked about it like a year ago or a year and a half ago.
Steam came through. It was leaked on Steam. They accidentally hit the go button for a trailer, and that wasn't supposed to come out. And they actually made a reply saying, you know, dear fans, you know, we're sorry that we had this leak. A trailer that included the reveal of Poison, Lucia, and E Honda as joinable characters to the roster.
Who the fuck is Lucia?
Someone for Final Fight, I believe, is who it is.
Okay.
And then they're pretty much saying that they're sorry and they're already taking measures to prevent this error from ever happening again, stuff like that. And I'm pretty sure this is supposed to be a big reveal for Evo. Yeah, and Valve kind of fucked it up there on Steam.
People knew about that before it happened, for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, they end up... what's his name? Ono ended up announcing it on Twitter right after or something like that. He also said that he wasn't going to be able to make it this year to Evo. And I wonder if the reveal getting leaked had anything to do with that. Hmm. Probably not, but, you know, I wouldn't doubt it.
All right.
But, yeah, those characters are coming soon. Okay.
So let's go to Tekken 6. Tekken 7. There were two new characters released. One is
revealed.
One is an old school returning character named Zafina. I never really liked her.
Yeah, have you seen her trailer though?
Yeah, I did. Watched it.
Yeah, she has what's the name of the big blue thing at the end of Tekken 6?
Asriel.
Yeah, she has his powers or something like that.
What?
Yeah,
I did see that. Yeah,
she has a big blue hand instant that she punches you with.
Uppercuts you with it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess she absorbed him in Tekken 6, and now. She's maybe he's trying to take her over or something like that.
It would make sense because she was there to stop him. Her whole reason for being was to stop him, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was her story for being in there, yeah.
Yeah, so it makes sense. So she's the new character. She's a very Voldo, and what's the other chick's name in King
of Fighters? She's like a Voldo, yeah. Vice?
Yeah, she's very Voldo, Vice-esque. Yeah. She's a weird fighting game character that uses weird dancing, creepy shit to fight.
Yeah.
Almost kind of gypsy sexual, dancing. Masochist, as weird shit. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, the character got revealed, finally. The other one that got revealed was a brand new character. His name is Leroy Smith.
Yeah.
They picked the most fucking old school black name you could possibly imagine for a person. But at least he has a backstory that's very interesting.
I think one thing they also announced too, because Zafina is going to be the... Actually, no, they're both new characters, right, for the next season? They're all season three, yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be two more, but we... Or no, one more?
A character, I think there's three more.
No, it's gonna be a character, an event, and a stage.
Oh, okay. That's all. Right? Oh, okay. It's all those different things. They're saying like we're getting all this.
Yeah, no, no. I think it's a character, event, and a stage. So I think there's gonna be one more character we don't know.
But apparently, all the characters are getting new moves.
Yeah. Apparently, at some point, Soul Calibur is gonna do the same thing.
Yeah, which we'll get into in a second too.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's Athena with her fucking blue hand.
There she goes. She got that fool's hand.
But Leroy though, he reminds me of Ip Man. Just his style.
Yeah, the way he catches people and stops them before they do their biggest shit.
And he has those quick close-up jabs. Mm-hmm. And he also has the one-hand punch, too. Or the one-inch punch.
And Bruce Lee's one-inch punch. He used it to defeat Feng Wei, which, as far as we know, Feng Wei is the best kung fu user in the series.
Yeah.
And now he's defeated.
Bam, right there.
He's defeated by this new character.
Yeah. And I like his story, too. He, like, grew up in, like, New York. He got involved with some gang shit or something like that. And then he disappeared for a few decades. And he came back a kung fu master.
All right. And then I was telling AJ, when I first saw him, I thought he was Dr. B. I was like, damn, Dr. B stepping up his style.
Two characters. Check this out.
Oh, fuck. Oh, it's two characters, a stage and
a feature and a stage.
Yeah, the feature's going to be basically a new mode or something, I'm assuming. Mm. That's what I heard. Like
a Tekken Bull type of thing?
Yeah.
Ooh, they're bringing back Tekken Ball?
Oh, I'm down, bro. But yeah, that's what people are theorizing, that feature is going to be like a new mode.
Yeah.
But yeah, so two new characters. Where's Dr. B? Or Gon. Mm. That's what I want. Dr. B and Gon. Done.
As one, a tag team duo,
damn,
Ice Climbers.
They're one. Ice Climbers, like, fucking sideways switch. All right, so let's talk about other...
Before we get into the next thing, at the stage, at the finals, is where we got this announcement, right, for Tekken. Mm-hmm. So Harada came on stage and shit, right? And he was like, hey, everybody, you know, he's like, you know, obviously nothing from Tekken leaked, you know, so no one knows any leaks. And that's because we don't have any new things coming out. So thank you. Have a good night. And he walks off the stage.
So no new Tekken shit?
We got new Tekken shit, though. He was joking.
Yes,
you guys didn't see any leaks, right? That's because there's nothing new for Tekken coming out.
He just ran away.
I think he's kind of slapping Street Fighter in the face right there.
I could see that.
I just thought that was hilarious, though. There's a clip of it on the line that I saw. But not only did they have a leak, but Soul Calibur also had a leak too. We knew a little bit before that Cassandra was coming out.
A lot of people knew Cassandra was coming. I think, you know what? I think we even covered it in the last Unfocused.
We all definitely, like, you know, thought about it. Was pretty sure it was coming, but there was an actual leak that came out that gave us the list of the new update.
Oh, really?
And Cassandra was named on that.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris wasn't showing me it like on Thursday night or something. I was like, okay, that's confirmed now. But yeah, and then later on they came out and confirmed it. I'm not sure where they did it, but yeah, Cassandra's gonna be out. She's already out now, right?
Mm-hmm. She's already there.
Already there. Already waiting.
Mm-hmm. And then one last thing.
So that's the end of season two characters, which also this confirms my theory too. But all season one season one characters, mm-hmm. all of them female.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get some a male brigade from here. You know, our new character, Rock and Assassin, three guys, right?
Okay, true.
I'm just saying.
And then,
So the last piece of news we got, the last evil reveal was actually a cross reveal. It was a reveal for both Samurai Showdown and Soul Calibur. Hao Maru will be joining Soul Calibur as a main playable character.
Yeah,
I don't really know how that's gonna translate. They're gonna have to make up a lot of moves for him, but it's gonna be fun. I think it's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
Hao Maru will be joining Soul Calibur as a main character. You know, people have made a lot of jokes about Mitsurugi and Hao Maru throughout the years.
Yeah.
Now they're really gonna get to fight each other, square off against each other. You know?
Yeah. We didn't see any moves or anything from him or any in-game action. No.
All we saw was his intro cutscene, right?
Yeah. So we don't know exactly when he's gonna drop. We'll find out soon. But Cassandra in season one already done. Season two starting off. Or I don't even think he's starting off with him. I think he's like the second character or something like that.
Oh really?
I think so. Yeah, because they kind of show this thing at the end where it's like, oh, like this is what you. Where is it at? This thing. See, he's like the second character right there.
Oh wow! I didn't realize that.
There's three others.
Okay. So yeah, those are our big Evo reveals. Those are the things we were told about. Other little things. I mean, this is something I don't really know too much about, but apparently there's a fighting game called Under Knights. Under Knight, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's Eunice. So Eunice was there That was one of the top games at Evo. Did that play on the finals on Sunday, or was I think it was finals on Sunday, right?
Finals on Sunday, yep.
So yeah, Eunice was that one Under Night In Birth something something. Yeah, that was one of the main games.
And they revealed that 2020 there will be a new update for their game.
Yeah, it's a new what is it, what are they calling it?
New version.
Eunice Clear.
Yeah,
Clear. CLR. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know anything about it. But cool. You guys are getting a new game.
It's coming.
This game, like, this series reminds me of, like, freaking Guilty Gear, like, how they keep coming out with new versions, and they just change up the name.
XX, X2,
yeah, X-Core. Crosstag,
Core, yeah. Like, blah, blah, Double Plus X, like, you know, yeah. Very Japanese shit.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing with this, and that's why I'm afraid to get into it, because I know as soon as they can get into it, like, 4 months later, a new one's going to pop out.
That's how it goes. It'd be like that.
Yeah.
All right, so with that said... that's basically it we have for the news for Evo.
Let me see. I may have.
You got something else for me?
Let me double check real quick because I made a whole list here.
I'm just happy I got third strike.
Oh, okay. There was one big thing that also happened too.
Tell us.
Actually, I got two more Evo news real quick. One of them, one of the founders of Evo, Tom Cannon. Apparently, he's been working with Riot, video game company, which does Rocket League.
Okay.
And they've been working on a fighting game.
Interesting. What's it called?
Don't know yet, but they're saying they're working on a fighting game right now that they wanted to be, I guess, you know, in the series as well. I mean, obviously, if one of the founders of Evo is working with Riot on this fighting game, it's going to be an Evo game for sure, right?
Yeah, yeah. He would shoehorn it in. I'm
yeah,
sure.
Exactly. So I guess look out for that. The other news was also, too, during the finals, right in the middle of one of the Tekken matches, as soon as one of the matches was over, the screen popped up. You got the Metal Gear Solid ring, and I think it was a picture of Harada and Snake talking to each other.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And then I think it was Snake saying some shit like, oh, that was some good-ass Tekken. And that was it. That was the whole video.
Yeah.
That's all it was. And people were like, oh, shit, is this a reveal for Snake? Is this a hint or something like that?
It's not true.
And it wasn't. It was pretty much just Evil doing like a little gag, which I've noticed because I was watching some finals for the last couple of days. They would do that sometimes in the middle between matches. They'll do like a quick little video.
But I will say this time Harada did not like that shit.
Not only was Harada pissed, but
the voice actor for Snake was mad.
Yeah, what's his name? Bill Hader or something like that.
Yeah, David Hader.
David Hader. Yeah.
He was real pissed. He was like, yo, you guys cannot use my voice to sell your shit. Like, he made a tweet about it saying, like, you guys can't use me to sell your shit. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, he said something to the effects of that. And then Harada came through, too, with the post saying, like, yeah, I don't know what they were thinking. But, yeah, this is not a reveal of anything. This went on without my knowing and stuff like that.
And he went on to say it was shameless.
Yeah.
It was a shameless grab for attention. He was like... Nobody said anything about Snake being in anything. Like, there's no announcements like that.
Yeah.
So he was really mad they used that to get views, basically.
And he was also upset, saying, it's like, yeah, me and Konami, we have, you know, this weird relationship, and this is going to make it more awkward now.
It's true. He has a big problem with Konami. Like, they kind of let him do things, but not always. Like, sometimes they give him mandates. So he has a real tumultuous relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
So for someone to come in and do this, like... I don't even know what Konami's going to say to him now. Like, oh, like now this happened. Like, maybe we have to limit your shit more, you know? Like, so it's going to suck for Metal Gear fans, for sure.
If anything, yeah. So that was some interesting dramas going on with that. But they overall confirmed, like, no, Snake is actually not actually coming to Tekken or anything like that. It was just the Evil staff just putting together a video. Which the other thing, too, is I don't think Evo understands. I mean, they know they're big. But I don't think they understand how big they actually are. Because I feel like that would be some shit they would do, like, in the past. Like, you know, just a quick little funny video.
But, you know,
fan-made thing.
You know? I agree, AJ. But, like, here's the thing. Like, it's been going on for too long now. Like, Evo's been big for a good 5 years now. They should realize how much weight... Ever since that Nintendo issue, like, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
They should have realized, like, we're dealing with fucking... We're playing on big chips now. Like,
yeah.
You can't just do whatever you want.
The thing, too, though, that video and a lot of those little clip things that they were doing all happened at the event. It was not streamed at all.
Yeah. It's true.
So I guess that's why they thought they can, like, you know, have these poke these little funds and stuff like that. But, I mean, they can't.
Yeah. They
can't do that shit.
They gotta know where they're at, bro. Like,
yeah.
Dude, they should have learned from when Nintendo was fucking with them. Like,
you
can't just do whatever you want, man. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right. Well, yeah. I think with that, we'll take a break before we go into the main news of the...
Just other news that's going on, yeah. I don't have too much news after this, though, but yeah.
I think mine's going to be pretty condensed.
Yeah.
But anyway, With that said, let's go to music of the week.
Music power.
That's right. Part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
Yes, sir.
And looks like you're going first.
Yeah, I'll go first with a new album by Jim Jones. You know, I'm not even a big Jim Jones fan at all, but like this album was pretty dope. It's called El Capo, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's just typical rap, like it's good, like, you know, drug dealer rap shit. You know?
Okay, yeah.
This is fun. It's entertaining. Like, he had good features. It was a good album overall. So, this song specifically is called "Pity in the Summer." The AJ.
All right, my track is a new track that I just saw pop up. It's Snoop Dogg over a Swiss Beats beat.
What?
Yeah, track is called Countdown.
Oh shit, this is new?
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, guys.
Heard it here first.
No, I'm focused.
Be back after this music break. We're back.
We're back, fools. My song again was "Pity in the Summer" by Jim Jones and Cameron, featuring Fred the Godson.
And then my track was Snoop Dogg featuring Swiss Beats, "The Countdown."
Mm-hmm.
Or was it just called Countdown? No, sorry, it's just called Countdown.
All right. So let's jump into the main part of the show, the news. This is what you guys all came here for, I think.
We did some news already, though.
Well, there's some more news that's not Evo.
You're getting more news, yeah. Some non-Evo news, possibly. Oh, wait, where's my news segment? There it is. Fuck! Okay. Wrong button again.
This is the news. The news.
The news. What?
All right. So, other news for Mad Max. Anyone who liked the Mad Max movie that came out recently or likes Mad Max in general? According to the director and the creator...
He's lying.
There will be more Mad Max. They said it's already they're working on it. And he said the things that we have in production, there are two stories both involving, one with Mad Max and one with Furiosa. And he said Miller has confirmed that IndieWire, we're still solving what we've got to play out with Warner Brothers, but it seems it's pretty clear we're definitely doing a sequel to the Mad Max that everyone saw. So that more recent Mad Max may not be the end of the line. There may be more. Because, you know, I know everyone loved it as far as the fans of the original series. So, yeah, it's not gone. It still might be happening. So,
this was a remake, too, right?
No, it's not a remake. It's a continuation.
No, but this this Mad Max was a continuation of the original?
It's a continuation.
So, this is going to be another sequel to that?
It'll continue the story. It's going to be a sequel to the one we've already seen.
Okay.
Yeah, it's happening.
Cool.
AJ?
Excited, I think.
Want me to go again?
No, I got something. So, I've never seen this movie or the show. It's called, I think it's called OK KO or KO OK.
Okay.
Ever heard of it?
No.
No? Well, apparently there is a cameo, from Sonic the Hedgehog.
What?
Yeah, check this out. So it's this Cartoon Network show. Sonic and Tails were in it. It looked like old school, like,
original, Sonic. So like Sonic Adventure. More, yeah, almost like seen it. That almost looks like Steven Universe shit.
I think it might be like very similar.
You know, something that helps me spin dash is to visualize a finish line.
What? The character trailer has spin dash?
Yeah, they're trying to teach him how to spin that look.
Oh, that's dope. What is this show called?
OKKO.
OKKO.
I think that's what it's called.
I love that. That's pretty fucking cool.
But yeah, it's a crossover. But yeah, I haven't seen the show. I haven't seen it, but I thought that was pretty cool seeing Sonic like cameo in a current new age today type of cartoon on Cartoon Network, which I don't think that's happened for Sonic before. I mean, he's had his own TV shows. He has his own cartoons. Mm-hmm. That's about it, really, though. But yeah, check out that if you haven't already.
All right, so you guys might know the horror comic creator Joe Hill. He's pretty famous. He made Lock and Key, which is now being developed into a TV show. He's pretty famous for comic books, especially for horror. But apparently he's going to be teaming up with DC, and he will be making a separate line of comics specifically rooted in horror for DC. This is a report by Entertainment Weekly. And the horror comic line will be called Hill House Comics. So I don't know exactly if they will be like... horror versions of the shit we already know, or if he's just releasing a line of horror stuff in DC.
Right.
I'm not really sure. They're very unclear about the details. But apparently,
as they should.
Joe Hill, he will be controlling DC's horror future. And if anyone's ever read Lock and Key, you'll understand why that's a good thing. Like, he knows what's up with horror. Mm-hmm. Good guy.
All right.
But yeah, so DC might have some horror coming up soon in the future by a good writer. AJ?
Oh, yeah. I have another story. I forgot I had this story. What's the story about? I guess I'll talk about it right now as I bring it up. Looks like Kellogg's is doing a thing with Xbox where you can get a free, I think it's a one-month Game Pass if you purchase, like, some Pop-Tarts or, like, what else they got here? Close this up. Pop-Tarts, some Rice Krispie treats type of thing going on, too, there. I heard it's a long process to do this, so you got to take a picture of the receipt, and then you got to, like, upload it to, like, their website or something like that, and it must be done. Oh, it looks like you have 30 days within purchase to do it, though. But you cannot do it any later than January 30th of 2020. But when you do this, you get a free Xbox Game Pass for I think it's a month, which the Xbox Game Pass I think allows you to play like free games sometimes and stuff like that. Yeah, it's a free month. Yeah,
and it lets you convert your Xbox games into the 360 games, even if the games aren't compatible with whatever new system you have.
Something like that. Yeah, I know they drop them like free games that you can play once in a while too, though.
Yep.
Kind of like what Sony was doing there with their PlayStation. Thing. But anyways, yeah, if anyone likes junk foods, Pop-Tarts, Cheez-Its,
I do.
Anything Kellogg's, and you have an Xbox One, check this out. Get a free month.
Fucks with it. Yeah. Okay. Anyone ever seen John Wick or any John Wick movies?
No, not yet.
Wait, you never seen any?
No, I haven't seen any yet.
AJ, it's so up your alley. Anyway, forget it. There's a major theme in the John Wick movies about the Continental. It's a hotel where, you know...
I was about to say, is it the hotel? It is.
Yeah, it's the hotel where, you know, no guns can be drawn. It's a totally ceasefire area. Yeah, that's the whole thing in John Wick.
Oh.
And there will be a TV show all focused on the Continental and its origins. It will be a flashback series. There's no confirmation that John Wick will make an appearance in it. Hmm. But yeah, this will be a TV show coming out on Starz. And it will be about the history of that hotel that, you know, is very prominent in the John Wick series.
That's cool.
Very cool. I think it's a really cool idea. But
put some more lore into the series.
Mm-hmm. We don't know when this is going to be released. Some people are theorizing it's going to be after John Wick 4, which is set for 2020. There's a fourth?
Oh, I thought they were done.
Did you watch John Wick 3?
No, I have not. Sorry.
All right, shut the fuck up.
My bad.
John Wick 4. John Wick 4, whenever it does come out, will be 2021. Meaning this show could either be before or after. I hope they show it before to give us some history about who he is. That would be kind of cool.
That'd be cool.
But yeah, The Continental, new TV show coming on Starz, 2021. Keep an eye out. AJ?
Not part of any news, though, but just to ask you, speaking of series that are, like, you know, giving you history, a prequel to characters, mm-hmm. have you checked out or heard anything about that Pennyworth show?
No. Well, I'm fundamentally against it.
Oh, okay.
I refuse to watch it because I don't like the idea of it.
Do you also refuse to hear about it?
I mean, you could tell me. I won't be a bitch.
No, I don't know anything. I'm just asking you.
Yeah, I really don't want to hear about it.
To me, any Batman story that's not about Batman is fucking retarded. I'm like, why tell me about his butler? And why his butler is such a good butler? I don't fucking care, dude. Like, even if he was a secret agent before, I don't care, bro. He didn't do any of that shit in Batman.
Anyways, all right, then, fine.
That's my
I was just asking because I keep seeing these advertisement billboards in it all over the place for it.
It's going to be bad.
Okay. You heard it here first. but other news, something kind of leaked from Australia, which happens once in a while. But apparently there's a rating title being rated in Australia for a Cooking Mama game.
What?
Yeah, so new Cooking Mama, probably for the Switch, if anything, was being rated in Australia. It came across, people saw it. I forgot the full name of it. Cooking Mama's something Kitchen Rise Up, I think is what it's called.
Or is she revolting?
What is it?
She's finally revolting? Kitchen Rise Up?
Now, Star, right? Something about Star. I forgot the name of it. But anyways, new Cookie Mama game coming out most likely for the Switch. No date or anything like that. It hasn't even been officially announced yet. But, yeah, might be coming out soon.
Okay.
Cookie Mama. I haven't played Cookie Mama in forever.
let's do a couple more pieces of news here.
I think I got one more.
All right, let's do one more each then. One thing, Deadpool. Deadpool has a Build-A-Bear coming out.
Oh, no. Fuck. Bring back freaking my Bulbasaur, bitches.
I know you're still waiting for that shit, right?
No, it came out and it was, like, limited and they don't do it anymore.
Really? Yeah, are they going to ever, like, drop it back in?
I don't know. But they keep bringing in new Pokemon, though. I know that.
Well, there will be a Deadpool Build-A-Bear. The timing is very interesting because Marvel has bought all the Fox stuff.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden a Deadpool Build-A-Bear is becoming a thing. I don't know if this is a Disney move or it's a coincidence. It could be. But this is really happening. It's $40 for one.
Yeah, the Bulbasaur was $30 and I hesitated.
That's a lot, though.
Yeah, I know.
Berries, I get it.
But just you stuff it yourself and you know this whole magical experience with it, you know, I get it.
I do.
Not
get
really,
it.
But not for that price.
But yeah, Deadpool Build-A-Bears are available on and offline, so keep your eyes open if you want to get them. I think it's probably going to be a pretty big
Yeah,
thing.
Do it now because if there's any like this Bulbasaur story any foretelling at all, it's going to disappear.
You bitch.
Never come back.
Yeah, so yeah, Build-A-Bear Deadpool. Do Keep it. An eye open. AJ?
All right, my last story. Some Pokemon news. So this trailer dropped, I think it was yesterday, but we have like a announcement of the team, you know, the bad guy team in the story.
Yeah.
Team Yell, I believe is what they're called. Aside from that, though, we have Galarian forms. So check
what
out this fucking wheezing
the
dude.
Fuck? He has a hat.
Is that the most gentleman, like gentlemental, you know what I'm saying?
Gentlemanly hat.
Gentlemanly, yes.
I feel like he needs
a wheezing.
I feel like all he needs is a monocle, dude.
Oh man, does the other wheezing on him? No monocles. Damn, that's true. But yeah, so new forms. Just like we had Alolan forms, there's Galarian forms now, and here's a wheezing who's poison fairy, which sounds freaking broken, because fairy is weak to poison, and so that's one weakness that he doesn't have now, being fairy. I'm not sure what the resistance is from poison and from fairy and psychic, but
that
makes him pretty beefy. And then he levitates, so he doesn't have a ground weakness for poison.
You can't even Fisher Strike him.
Yeah, exactly. No EQ. So, but yeah, that's pretty interesting. We got a new form for that. Also, check out the Zigzagoon, dude. Galarian Zigzagoon. Looking like freaking on this one too, the Linu. Nobody looks like though, especially with that tongue sticking out. Looks like some bitches from Kiss.
Wow, Gene Simmons.
And then that form evolved. We don't have this.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
Obstagoon. And now he's freaking
looks
straight up Jim Simmons, right?
Dude, he's straight up that fool. Look, he screamed.
Yeah.
Too, like,
and I think that's the main Pokemon that the Team Yell uses. Also, there's this Pokemon too, some hamster fool, but he's Morpeko. That's what he's called. He morphs. Look it, he goes fucking dark all of a sudden, and that's his hangry mode, by the way.
Oh shit!
Which my girlfriend can relate to, I believe. I'm not sure. But yeah, so new Pokemons. I listed one new Pokemon, some new forms, and then the new rivals and shit like that too. I like how first I'll get to the. This team, Team Yell, who follows some girl, this chick, Marine. I guess she's like the leader or something. Maybe some rock star. Team. Okay, so she's a rock star, I'm guessing. Some type of rival. And this is her following called Team Yell.
Oh.
And they're all rock stars. So that's why they all use the fucking new Zigzagoon forms.
That makes sense.
Because of Kiss.
Yeah, the rockers. Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Dude, I wonder if Kiss is going to be upset over this shit.
I'm sure they signed off on it.
Yeah.
I don't think they would just.
I like
that.
The fact that she uses a dusk ball, by the way.
I like that she's a punker too. Yeah,
yeah.
A punker wearing using a dusk ball of all things. Yeah, exactly.
That was dope. Anyways, yeah, look out for that new Sword and Shield stuff. November 15th coming out soon.
All right, my last piece of news: Berserk the anime. I got a picture for it too.
Yeah.
Berserk the anime will the manga will finally be continuing. It's been a long time. This manga started in 1989, so a lot of people are like starting to lose faith in this. But Berserk will finally be continuing. The new chapter will be coming out August 23rd. First time in 2 years. For a new chapter for Berserk. Mean-ass cliffhanger last time, so I'm sure a lot of people are fucking happy this is continuing because they're thinking it's not going to happen. But yeah, Berserk is still going. It is still fighting hard, and it will be able to stream and like download and all that shit. So keep your eye open for Berserk August 23rd. New chapter.
Nice, okay. And then Cuckoos in chat says are asking if you read Savage Avengers.
I never read it. Is it any good, Cuckoos? Do you like it? I know it's a Conan and Venom and like all these weird ass Avengers.
I guess Punisher might be part of it too because he's saying that they're gonna possibly retcon his origin story.
They're gonna retcon his origin story? Oh, I don't like that. But I do like the Savage Avengers. They're pretty cool.
If they do retcon the story, do you think they might do it in a way that might make him fit more in the MCU today?
No, I feel like the one they did in the TV show fits the most for the MCU. Like,
because he's from like Afghanistan or some shit, right?
Yeah, he's a soldier, and like it was one of his fellow soldiers that fucked him over. Like, to me, the one they did in the MCU, the Netflix shows, is most relatable to like what the Punisher could be now. I don't know what they'll do with it now. I'm assuming Punisher, that if they were to bring him into the MCU, I'm assuming he will be a Punisher for people that are killed by aliens.
Whoa, okay.
That's just my guess. If you were to tell me, like, blindly, what's to hear his opinion of what they're going to do with Punisher,
yeah,
I think he's going to be someone who's mad at Thanos, who's mad at, you know, whatever aliens have been there. I feel like his family might have got killed in some random rubble or some shit.
Right,
and
right.
Now he's like, fuck aliens, fuck this shit, fuck the Avengers. I'm going to
fuck you.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Fuck the fucking fuckers.
Yeah, fuck the fucking fuckers, you know? Like, that'd be the Punisher to me. That's what I would guess they would go with him. Mm. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not calling it. I'm just saying that if you're to do him with the shit we have now, like, that's how you do it, you know? He hates everything. He hates everything superpowered, anything magical, you know? Like, anything that's not human, because that's what cost him his family. But anyway, yep, that's my opinion. Who knows? We'll see. Mm. I haven't read Savage Avengers to answer your questions. I am interested in reading it once they get 6 issues and they have a trade coming out, but I don't know. Want me to tell him?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, you could tell me.
Oh, wait, I guess, actually.
If it's the retcon, yeah, you
could
tell me.
Yeah, we can spare-size already. Might as well tell us.
while that's happening, AJ, what's your focus week? What are you going
to
do?
You know what? I forgot to mention, too. A lot of people were taking pictures and asking me about my arcade stick that I built.
Bro, not even yours. People were asking him about mine, too.
NTs, yeah. But everyone was tripping out over this. And every time people saw me, like, oh, yeah, your stick looks cool. And I do this, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's fucking...
And someone even tweeted it, too, on their Twitter, which I retweeted. So follow me on Twitter, at AJTwist. But, yeah, I have a link to that, whoever did that.
Hey, lucky guys, you heard it here first. AJ joysticks are going to be hard to get after a while. Yeah, I'm telling you now. Like, I mentioned it when he made mine. Eventually, they're not going to be easy to get, but I recommend if you're interested in it, you know, talk to this man.
I guess, yeah, convince me.
You got to convince him. Eventually, I think he'll do it regularly. I don't know.
I might crack. I don't know, but
I think he will.
But one of our friends from back in the day hit me up. She's asking for one. She also wants a Batman one, which I can recreate. But she wants a
different color scheme.
Yeah, she wants the Tim Burton original Batman movie.
All black.
Batman, all black with some yellow. Yeah. So I already have a design made out for that. I already have an idea of what I would do for it. It's just whether or not I'm going to do it, which I think I will.
You should, bro.
Just because it's
keep your chops up. You know, keep good at making it.
It's a simple design. I'm thinking of a new way to redo yours too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just like the way the inside is built. I'm trying to reconsider.
I wouldn't even understand that part, but okay.
Yeah, but I guess too. But here's the if you check out what Cuckoo's is saying. But, I mean, aside from thinking about what to do with an arcade stick.
Oh, I don't like that. No, I don't like that. I'm not down with that Punisher. He uses his wife as a shield so he could survive, like, and save it. Nah, bro. I mean, I guess we'll see what they do, but I don't like it.
Anyways, so I need new rims. On my stick.
Nigga's always trying to get rims on this shit. It makes sense.
Because like I was saying earlier too, like, because I got these clear buttons, right, for these new buttons that I put in here. But I noticed my rims in here, the outside part of it, is cracking. Which would make it not usable pretty soon if it breaks. So I need new ones of those, which I was thinking of getting some new clear ones anyways, because I saw a light up stick over there. And I want it. I want it too.
Done.
And I already looked it up. It's like, I think it's going to cost you like $50 for the whole light-up kit that they sell.
Hey, man, all you got to do is rub that lamp, and I'll say, Mr. Aladdin said.
So maybe in about a month or so, I'll start diving into that. And then, yeah, just playing hopefully some Soul. I think we're all getting together to play Soul or some Tekken maybe. I think because I know Saturday night in Vegas, Chris and Steve and I were playing Tekken.
Yeah. And I think
sweeping fools.
Our team might even transition into other games, but I will guarantee you No matter what happens, Tahir will be your Soul Calibur person. I'm fucking playing Soul Calibur nonstop.
Yeah, I mean,
that is my game.
I think because I know Chris is really itching to play other games.
I know.
So I think we'll play other games, but I still think our main focus will probably be Soul.
I know mine will be,
and maybe Tekken too.
No matter what, mine will always be Soul Calibur. But I'll play other games too.
Because I know we play Soul. We all play Soul. I think we all play Tekken. So I could imagine us all playing at least those two games.
I'll play Tekken for fun.
Yeah,
I don't think I'll play any tournaments for Tekken.
Do it.
I'd have to be really good. I'd have to surprise myself.
The only way you can get good is by trying, you know.
Meh, trying is a lot of work. You could be right there.
I mean, because you use Kazumi. Kazumi's apparently fucking top tier or something.
I'm really surprised about that. Actually, yeah. I just picked her because I liked her.
Kazumi. In case no one knew, Kazumi won finals at Evo. MK Leo using Joker won and Smash. Soul Calibur, who was it? Yatsuto,
yeah.
What was he, Voldo?
Yeah, Voldo. Oh yeah, my Voldo god, player. He was good too.
So, at least for the main games that we play, that's what we gotta look out for. You know what's crazy about fucking MK Leo though? He was in Losers, and he was in the grand finals in Losers, right? So that means if he loses one set, he's done, right? Mm-hmm. He was down two games. It was 2-0, and the dude he was playing, using Pokemon Trainer, by the way, was up two stocks, about to win the fucking whole tournament, and MK Leo turned it around, won three straight, reset the bracket, and then ended up winning Evo overall.
Fuck. Yeah. There were some cool moments in Evo. Maybe we'll make a little segment like highlighting them. That'd be fun.
And there's some highlights on YouTube already too.
They're not,
so
they're not on focus. They're not highlights, on focus. Yeah.
We'll just take their video played here
with us talking over
with them. Us talking over it.
All right, anyways. Guys. Yeah, that was episode 227. Thank you for joining us.
No one focus week for you?
Soul. Just Soul, bro. And I'm going to finish The Boys.
And I'm going to finish Rocky, too.
Yeah, he's going to finish Rocky. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, keep posting on us. Keep looking at us. Follow us on Twitter, you know?
Go join our Discord, which I don't think I made a link for it. I might have a link for it on collision28.com. If not, I am pretty sure the exclamation Discord here on Twitch works in chat. But join it and for fun. I don't know what to do with it, but I have a spot here for news. So if anyone wants to share news with us to talk about, you can post it up on our news channel in our Discord. That's where I've been posting all the news, actually, just to keep it more organized for myself. But yeah, go and do that.
I'm focused.
I'm focused. All right. I guess we're out, and we'll probably see you
next week.
Stay salty.
Stay awesome.
I don't know.
Don't forget, this is a Collision28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.